Okay, we're in Latvia for the first motor show today, this weekend. We've bumped into Jake Nichols. Jake, all good?
Yeah, spot on, yeah. Getting ready for second practice now. So, track's pretty fast in practice, but it's getting rougher and rougher. So, no, I'm enjoying it. It's good.
So, facilities, it looks quite good. We were just speaking about the internets all over, and then you got electric hookups and all sorts.
Yeah, spot on. It's always good to come to Latvia. I think it's the fourth Grand Prix we've done here. So, it's good. And the main thing, obviously, is the track's good. And hopefully I can take some rain, because I think we're going to get a fair bit at some point this weekend. But, it's a really nice place to be.
So, is it sort of sandy, or sandy on top, hard underneath?
If I was going from an English point of view, I'd say it's sandy, but now that I live in Belgium, it's like hard pack track pretty much. But it's sandy on top and then rock hard underneath, so a bit like, let's say, Mildenhall or Chippenham in English terms. So a little bit sandy, but just means it gets real rough and choppy, nasty bumps. So yeah.
Okay, well, we'll speak to you later and good luck.
Nice one, cheers.
Okay, we're still wandering around the pits and trying to look for all the British riders, and we've bumped into Mel Pocock. Mel? In Latvia. Is this your first time here?
No, it's not my first time. I came here 2 years ago when I was 17. Raced a GP for Steve, but back here today in the Europeans. Loving it out there. So good.
You're going straight from here to Russia as well?
Yeah, I'm flying Monday afternoon with Zach.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a little bit of a holiday out there and see what's about. I'm well looking forward to it.
You going to Moscow or straight to where the track is?
To Moscow. I'm going to stay there for, I think, 3 nights in a hotel there, and then we're going to hire a car and drive across. I think it's like 6 hours drive.
Yeah.
And I packed a tent and a blow up bag, so I'm going to sleep in the awning.
Is that your tent there?
That is my tent.
So how was it for you for visas? Because it sounds to me that a few of the British boys find it really difficult.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a nightmare. I got mine back Thursday.
That's late, isn't it?
Yeah. I was a little bit scared of it not coming back.
Yeah.
But I got it back Thursday and I flew 7 o'clock Friday morning. So there wasn't very much room for error.
That's pushing it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck for the weekend anyway.
Thank you.
No worries.
Cheers.
Right, we spoke to Mel Pocock. Now we found a teammate and good old American boy, Zach Osborne. Zach, how's it going?
Yeah, all good. Just here in Latvia. The weather's turned out okay so far. So that's a good result. And track's really nice. And just looking forward to it, really.
We're speaking to Jake earlier, Jake Nichols, and he said it's sort of like a hard pack sand. How do you see it?
Yeah, it's like a sandy. It's not sand, you know. It's not like Lierop or Lommel or something like that. It's just sandy on top with a hard base, and it gets quite slick, actually. So it's going to be a lot about the start, and the start's a lot about gate picks. So just need to get up there in the time practice.
So you're back in Europe, living until the end of the season?
Yeah, back until I think beginning of October, and then back to the States.
And then is that the last we see of you in Europe as racing as such, unless you come over as a guest certain races possibly?
Who knows? I mean, MX1 in Europe is a long career, you know, so it's maybe not the last time, maybe the last time for a few years, but it's probably not the last you'll ever see of me.
Okay, well, good luck for the weekend.
Thank you.
Right, still wandering around the paddock, and we've bumped into Steve Dixon. Steve, team all ready for the weekend, set for the weekend?
Yep, already started good. Mel getting first in his time training, so a second quicker than the next guy. You know, his time's good enough for MX2, so he's bang on the pace, doing well. Really, really confident this year, so it's really good to see.
So we're speaking to Zach as well, he's confident as well?
Yeah, Zach's going well. He enjoys his track. So does Arnold. Arnold took a rock in the eye and had a bit of a black eye from practice. So he's looking forward to the next race, having both eyes in operation. So that'll be good. Yeah, now we're hoping for a good sort of haul of points here this weekend.
Big question is, are we going to see Zach at the British Championship this year at all?
Yeah, you'll see him in Langres the week after the GP, and maybe a little silver. We don't know about Little Silver yet because he's getting married in October.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I say it's just the way the schedule sort of goes this year. It's pretty hectic. So, you know, Hawkstone's nice for everyone sort of to try and get a weekend off, and then we can just concentrate on Mel and Sean.
Okay. So, Sean then, you're still in the British Championship for you guys, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole thing happened with, you know, basically they were looking for someone to fill Frossard's place, and you know, I suggested that, you know, we had Mel, we got Tonus, we got Zach, and Michael's coming back in Czechoslovakia. He was meant to be back sort of in Sweden though. I was saying, like, you know, we're overloaded and you're like cruising along on like one rider. So yeah, they said, you know, it's perfect. You know, I cleared it with sort of our sponsors, and it is pretty tricky on the sponsor side of it, you know, with Olin's and Kayaba and stuff like that. But you know, in England, you know, Sean will use Olin's, and here we'll use all their sponsors. So you know, that was the sort of benefit of you know, Monster paying the bills and Yamaha Europe. So it's good.
Okay, well, we'll speak to you sometime over the weekend.
Okay, thanks.
All right, just finished a bit more practice, and we bumped into STR KTM team boss Steve Turner. Steve,
hi.
Team's not here, but you are.
Yeah, I just thought I'd pay a visit to Latvia. Didn't want to miss out on this.
Were your flights already booked then? Yeah.
The flights were already booked. Hotel wasn't, but I wanted to come out and see Mattis as well, because obviously he's back at home now, and
yeah.
He's like 30 minutes from airport, 30 minutes from track, so nice to come and see him, and then come and watch a bit of racing without any pressure.
And how's Nathan?
Nathan's back on the bike now. He's been on the bike for just over a week. He may do the Red Bull next weekend at Dunn's, and then he'll be back for Hawkstone Park. So he's actually riding the practicing on the new 2013 bike, which he really likes. So
somebody said it's a good bike. Well, we've tested it and it is a good bike.
Real good bike, yeah. He says the handling's fantastic.
Standard
really
as well.
Really good standard, yeah. He's only been riding a stock one at the moment with a pipe on. So, yeah, he's really pleased with it.
We had a funny little rumour this morning when we were chatting to a few riders about Mattis, because obviously he's from Latvia. He doesn't actually live in the country, he lives in a flat. That's how he used to keep his bike in a flat when he was younger. Is that a true story?
He used to do it one time, yeah, about fourth floor of a flat. His dad used to cart the bike up the stairs all the way up to the fourth floor every week. But yeah, we've been to his house. He's got a nice house now.
Yeah.
We've had for about 3 years.
Yeah.
So he doesn't actually live in Latvia normally. Lives in Belgium.
Yeah.
But he's obviously come back here to recuperate. So hopefully he'll be back on a bike sometime in August, I would hope.
Yeah, no rush though.
We can't rush him, he's got to be right before he goes back on it. You know, this is a problem, you keep rushing him back and they're riding injured, just get injured again. So it's disappointing. I mean, obviously nobody's more disappointed than him to especially miss out on his own GP.
And his fans, because he's got good support.
Yeah, we're just walking through the paddock and he'd only got 20 yards inside the gate and he was swamped by fans and he's signing autographs and talking to everybody. And it's upsetting for him, you know, he wants to be on the track, but there's nothing he can do. It's bad luck, wasn't even his fault.
Yeah,
but motocross is a dangerous sport, so
okay.
You know,
well, we'll see you at the British.
Okay, certainly will. Cheers. See you later.
Okay, we've moved back into the press room because it's just started to rain. Hopefully it'll stop and we can get on with the races later. Ben, you've been having a wander around the paddock. Good event so far.
Yeah, the track's absolutely perfect. The bit of rain that we've had has made it absolutely spot on for racing. It's getting real choppy and there's some big ruts kicking up on the face of the jump, so it's going to be really technical. But yeah, everything's set for a really good qualifying races.
As long as it doesn't rain.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't rain, but the track will take a fair bit of rain, I think. There's a couple of spots where it looks a little bit dry even, so a bit of rain will be okay. If as long too much is going to ruin it. Just right now it's perfect, and the qualifying races today look like they're going to be really, really close. Times are really, really close, especially in MX1. There's nothing in it, so it should be really good.
Cool. Okay, that's our first part of our paddock wrap sort of done for the part of the day, and hopefully we'll speak to you all later. Bye.